This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Dan Zimmerman is at the hospital tonight with his wife. His wife is in the hospital for something. I do not know what it is. My thoughts are with Dan and with his wife while they're going through whatever it is they're going through. Hopefully I'll know more tomorrow, but Dan will not be joining us tonight. We'll do the recap with the Truth About Guns later. The progressives had a little bit of ghoulish glee over the death of an old man, and then that turned into barely constrained panic when it was revealed that their heroine, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was just treated for pancreatic cancer again. Their joy, their overly disgraceful joy at David Koch's passing was yet another reminder of the harsh truth that they want you dead or enslaved. Koch's sin was that he disagreed with the left, although he also disagreed with conservatives in a lot of in important ways. And for that, those cretins danced around like idiots, celebrating his succumbing to time. And they'll celebrate when you die, too. Always believe people who tell you that they hate you and want you dead. But while you're believing them, never disarm. And of course, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is eager to disarm you, and she would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for those meddling Supreme Court kids who actually read the Second Amendment. Her constitutional jurisprudence consists of disregarding what she dislikes that's in the Bill of Rights and then making up stuff that's not in it, but that she feels, not thinks, feels, should be in it. She's a terrible justice, and conservatives would love to see her step down. And that's where it ends. We have no, I will get no delight. I take no delight in her latest suffering right now. I don't want her to die. And, you know, maybe that's the difference between that, me and the giddy revelry that everybody else was out there when David Koch kicked the bucket. We're not monsters. Though how long that remains is remains true is up in the air. When you establish new rules, they tend to come back and bite you on your Schumer. Here's a pro tip, you leftist dummies. If you're going to normalize the hatred of political opponents and then be really happy upon their demise, savvy play is to be the political faction that possesses and knows how to use an AR-15 and not the one that agonizes over their pronouns and which ones are good and which ones are not. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had another bout with another MMA bout with the Grim Reaper, and she was successful, but it's a reminder that we conservatives need to gird our loins for what's coming when she finally leaves the Supreme Court for good. So our anticipatory loin girding is merely prudent preparation. In fact, Ginsburg is a worthy opponent. And she's one tough cookie. She and Antonin Scalia were best pals. They were best pals. And while I don't want her to die a horrible cancer-related death, I am not going to sugarcoat the damage she has done with her utterly upside-down vision of the founding document, but simply reaffirm a point that never should have been an issue, but is an issue because of the shameful behavior of leftists, like we saw that were dancing around when Koch passed away. I don't want people to die simply because they have a different political belief. Actually, I sort of enjoy the stimulation. RBG is very old and she's very sick and she's facing that reality. It's not the same as high-fiving it. There's more than a significant chance that before the 2020 election she will pass on to her reward, despite her being the Energizer Bunny of being wrong, wrong, wrong about constitutional jurisprudence. She just keeps going and going and going. But one day she's going to run out of juice and join her pal Scalia on the bench in the great beyond. And if that happens with Trump in the White House, well, things are going to get really interesting. We will, you know, there's a book out about what happened to Brett Kavanaugh called Justice on Trial by Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severina. What's going to happen when RBG is no longer on the court is going to, it's going to make what happened. Kavanaugh is going to look like a day at Romper Room. We're going to see frothy, mouth-foaming insanity. We saw that last time, but, I mean, nothing like we're going to see this time. They will combine Trump is illegitimate with cocaine bitches breaking precedent, and they're going to bring back slavery when they establish the Handmaid's Tale as law of the land, with a bit of, this will shred the fabric of the nation we love so much that we support jerks who kneel during the national anthem. And they're already prepping the battle space with this little cheesy narrative of them. David Axelrod tweeted out, if there's a SCOTUS vacancy next year and at Senate Majority Leader carries through on his extraordinary promise to fill it despite his own previous precedent blocking Garland, it will tear this country apart. Well, the Democrats do that every time they fail to get their way, don't they? But the last time they failed to get their way and tried to tear the country apart, we handily defeated them. But maybe the second time's a charm, right, Democrats? Yeah. It's not worth the time to dissect the wrong premise about confirming justices during an election year in Axelrod's wrong tweet. Leftists are disinterested in argument. And the murder turtle running the Senate gets this and won't even play their game. This is about power. On an objective level, perhaps Justice Ginsburg should step down, but she has the power not to, and therefore it's silly to whine about her not doing it. And similarly, we have the power to shove a new conservative Supreme Court justice down the Dems' throats, so it's silly to argue with the left about it. After a brief and dignified, you know, intermission, once the impending RBG vacancy becomes actively vacant, Trump should unashamedly use the power of the office he was elected to and nominate a replacement, and Moscow Mitch should start rushing towards confirming him or her. Because the fact is, soon we're going to have a 6 conservatives, you know, on the Supreme Court, or actually 5.5 if you count Justice Soft-Serve Roberts. And when this all goes down, the left will freak out in a festival of freaking out as unparalleled in American history. They're going to go nuts. Big Chief Warren will be on the warpath. Bernie will call for a revolution. Harris will say whatever she thinks is useful or to her. Biden will start talking about how JFK visited him in the White House. And Beto will continue to be a furry. We hear all about how the orange man is bad. Rachel Maddow will cry. Don Lemon will pound an umbrella drink. And Tater Stelter will sweat profusely as he reads off the teleprompter about how Trump is literally Hitler. It will be truly a spectacle to behold. So get ready, because it's coming. If you're sitting somewhere, just as sure as you're sitting there, it is coming. Prepare yourself. Gird your loins. Because you'll need it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Do you like irony? I love irony. Sometimes things happen to me where I just choke on the irony, the ironicness of it all. So let's look at some of the positives of what we're talking about here. A Business Insider reporter, Haley Peterson, decided to go to buy a gun at Walmart and test the placement, selection, marketing, and security of firearms in Walmart stores, and to learn more about the retailer's processes governing gun sales. I don't know how she was going to test the security or the marketing, besides looking in there and, oh, there's guns for sale there. But basically, she wanted to make sure that background checks work. So she decided to try to buy a gun, which is something that tens of millions of Americans have already done. And she walked into a Walmart, a family-owned business that the left hates. And after the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, Walmart has been hit with a petition to end all gun sales, even though, they didn't buy the gun there. During the process, Peterson admits that the process was more complicated than the false narrative that's peddled by the leftist media, the most popular being that it's easier to buy a gun than cold medicine. Then, her journey slapped all these clowns who thought that with reality, background checks are effective. Everyone who goes to a federal firearms license dealer to buy their firearm, which is the vast majority of sales in this country, has to undergo a background check. Period. It's the law. Well, we get this. A selection of about 20 rifles and shotguns was displayed in a glass case behind the sporting goods counter. The guns ranged in price from $159 to $474. The counter in front of the guns displayed pocket knives, binoculars, and digital night vision monoculars inside a locked case. A selection of guns was limited compared with nearby gun stores, which offered dozens of different kinds of firearms, including handguns. Walmart stopped selling handguns in the 1990s and removed semi-automatic rifles such as the AR-15 from stores in 2015. Signs posted around the counter announced that all firearm and ammunition sales were final and the items could not be returned or exchanged for a refund or repair. One sign warned that this area of the store was being recorded. Another reminded shoppers of the laws around gun laws. A Walmart spokesman later told me that to sell firearms, employees must pass both an enhanced criminal background check and an annual online training provided by Walmart that includes a mock gun transaction. Walmart also complies with state-specific requirements where applicable. Illinois, for example, requires people who sell guns to have a firearm owner identification card issued by state police. So Peterson was trying to purchase a gun in Virginia. Had to fill out the federal 4473 form through the ATF along with the one sent to the Virginia State Police. The piece is going to be mocked by the Second Amendment community for sure, but it shouldn't be in this case. It details what's been established law for years. It does a play-by-play of what millions of Americans have already done. She had just moved there, and that's where she ran into an obstacle. Under a section called Certification of Transferee, it asked about my criminal record, whether I had ever been convicted of a felony, subject to a restraining order, or prohibited from purchasing a firearm, among other specifics. In red print, the form said that an untruthful answer may subject you to criminal prosecution. The seller told me that my background check would likely be completed within a few minutes after I finished the paperwork. Once the purchase was finalized, an employee would walk the gun out to my car with me. But I just finished printing my name when she stopped me and asked whether the address on my license matched my home address. I had moved since I obtained my license and the addresses didn't match. That was a problem, she said. To pass the background check, I would need to bring in a government-issued document with my correct address, such as a bill from a state-owned utility or a car registration. I had never bought a gun, so I wasn't aware of this. She apologized, told me the rules were strict around background checks, and asked me to come back another time to finish the purchase. Well, yeah, they're strict. It's the law. And straw purchasers are prosecuted harshly. Well, in some places, not in Illinois. In some states, they've increased the penalties, not in Illinois. This is all known to most who support gun rights, but it is completely alien to the leftist media. The article isn't a hit piece. It actually lays out how background checks are not just some imaginary invention and that retailers do follow the law. Federal gun charge is serious business. And it's wrong, you know. Is there room to improve the NICS? You betcha. No, everybody doesn't report to the NICS, and not all the bad guys are on it. System is only as good as the information that's fed into it. That's why Sutherland Springs happened. That was totally preventable. The FBI was never informed of his conviction because the Air Force never passed along the proper paperwork. So there was no profile. The El Paso shooter was a white supremacist. The Dayton shooter was a self-avowed leftist who supported Elizabeth Warren and gun control. So, on paper, you know, gun control looks like it should be a factor in things, but it's not always a factor. See, the problem is the Democratic Party. Democratic Party doesn't care if this is actually a public safety thing. This is a control thing. They'll use any shooting or crisis to chip away at constitutional rights. Red flag laws sound fine. In fact, on paper, they could be there if there are stringent due process mechanisms in the legislation. But putting it in place means it will be abused later on down the road. Even where there may be stringent due process involved, we don't have time for that. If it saves one life, blah, blah, blah. So the anti-gun left would oppose a stringent due process measure in the law anyway, because it's not about saving lives. It's about gun confiscation. That's what they want to do. That's what they really want to do. They want to snap their fingers and guns go away. That's what they want to do. But right now, a reporter just found out the gun retailers follow the law and that a background check will actually stop you if you take one. Interesting, interesting moment for them, I'm sure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With John Bolton out as National Security Advisor, Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News.
The acting National Security Advisor is Charlie Kupperman. And the fact is, the President of the United States asked John Bolton last night for his resignation. It was delivered today. John Bolton's priorities and policies just don't line up with the president's.
With lawmakers back on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is awaiting word from the White House on what to do regarding gun legislation.
We had a briefing at lunch from Eric Ulan from down the White House. They are working on coming up with a proposal that the president will sign. Until that happens, all of this is theatrical.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 74 points to close the day at 26,909. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The thing about Boyd's is that with Boyd's, when you order a gun stock, that gun stock doesn't exist. When you order it in a color, there's nothing about this gun stock except for the design that actually exists. Then you order it, and then they are on their way. But when you get it, it will look, and if there's a black gun stock, because of their manufacturing process, it will still be unique. But it will be... It is the best bang for the buck. If you're going to put a gun stock on your gun, go to Boyd's Gun Stocks. Just save yourself a lot of pain and trouble by getting the best to begin with. Now, coming out of Florida, the Volusia County Sheriff's arrested a teenager after he posted a threat online. They posted video of the arrest so that we would see they were on the job. The teen reportedly posted that he wanted to take his father's M15 rifle to school and kill at least several people. I'm laughing simply because of that's see, with a manifesto and everything, that's one thing. But when you're getting out there, I'm going to take the M15 and I'm going to go out and I'm going to shoot several people. He made these remarks on Discord, which is a website used by gamers. So, in an apparent attempt not to drop the ball again after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, the FBI alerted the local sheriff's department, who then showed up at the kid's house. Now, the mother can be heard protesting, saying that it was due to a game that he plays. And still the deputy said, it doesn't matter, it's a crime. I got some thoughts about that, though. Now, the boy's name, or the boy whose name is not being used by the AP, told investigators that he was joking when he posted the message on Discord using the fake name Dalton Barnhart. And in it, he vowed to bring his father's M15 to Seabreeze High School in Daytona Beach and kill seven people at a minimum. The FBI alerted Volusia County authorities on Thursday, and deputies arrested the teen the next morning. Joke or not, these types of comments are felonies under the law, they wrote on their face on Facebook. They have to go to social media and let everybody know what's going on. In the video, the deputy tells the mother that the boy had made a written threat to carry out a mass shooting. She protests, but it's just a little kid playing a video game. These kids say stuff like that all the time. It's a joke to them. It's a game, and it's so wrong. I hate that game. The deputy says law enforcement officers now spend a lot of time checking out similar threats. How do we know that he's not going to be like the kid from Parkland? Or he's not going to be like the kid that shot up Sandy Hook? We don't know that, he says. There's a Florida state statute that you cannot make a written threat to cause a mass shooting, explaining that her son would be charged with either a second or third degree felony. So, before the gun control crowd erroneously uses this example to support their red flag law, this wasn't due to that kind of a law. But it was an existing state law that was enforced. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was avoidable. They didn't need a red flag law for that. The FBI was warned. Local law enforcement knew Nicholas Cruz. They knew he was trouble. And the state officials, like everybody else, dropped the ball keeping tabs on this kid. It's not that we don't have enough laws on the books. We do. But we appear to have a lapse in enforcing these laws that are already on the books. In Texas, the Sutherland Springs shooting was due to the fact the Air Force did not submit paperwork to the FBI concerning the domestic violence conviction of Devin Patrick Kelly, who served a year in jail for beating his wife and fracturing his child's skull. That conviction would have prevented him from buying a gun of any kind. There's a lot of areas in our legal system that needs to be reworked and retooled. That's not in dispute, but the anti-gun left doesn't want to hear that. They want to confiscate guns and shred the constitutional rights. They want to start doing that by passing new ineffective laws that won't improve public safety. And it won't improve public safety. It won't. So here we have an example, a pretty good example, actually, of... Now, I have a couple of problems with this. Now, with Parkland, in the time of Parkland and in the time of El Paso, and Dayton, we had two other kids that were caught in hotels also actually planning rampage killings. And they were told they couldn't be charged with anything. And then they had to get them on technicalities because they hadn't committed a crime yet. And we need to make a decision as a people. Is verbiage against the law? I'm 58 years old, and I can remember when we'd be playing cops and robbers or war or cowboys and Indians, and we would yell at each other across the schoolyard. You know, I'm going to blow your head off. You can't even say that in school today. Not even children can say that in school. I can only just imagine in my mind's eye some 5-year-old child who believes that they're just playing and they're children, and they don't have any. They're not aware that much. But he gets out there and says, I'm going to blow your head off. And for long, they've called the cops, and the cops show up, and they're questioning him, and they want to go look at all of his toys and all this other stuff that he's playing with and everything. Where do we draw the line at credible versus childhood? That's the problem. And that's a problem. It's not like I know the answer to this. Now, that kid, this kid in Volusia, either had plans to try to commit a rampage killing or he didn't. He clearly didn't know what he was talking about. Just like this reporter who thought it would be just a lark to go buy a gun, and then she found out, well, there's actually steps you have to go through and criteria you have to pass. And she was completely unprepared for that. This kid with his M15, okay. I don't know what an M15 is. I carried an M16 when I was in the military, but I don't know what an M15 is. That sounds like an amalgamation of the AR and the M to me, but, you know, it's beside the point. We got to ask the question, how far does it go? And then we have to proceed along those lines. But in this particular case, because they were so sensitive to not wanting to drop the ball again, they actually moved on this. Now, what they do to him from this point on, we'll see. We'll see. Because it's, to me, it's somewhat disputable that they actually saved anybody from anything. Because I don't know what he was going to do. And they don't know what he was going to do. So, we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. But rampage killings are very hard to foresee, because we have a bunch of disaffected youth in the United States who have learned to be isolated. They've learned to, you know, they communicate in text. They won't even look you in the eye. Next time you go to the grocery store and somebody's bagging your groceries and it's a young man or a young lady, look at them, because they're not going to be looking at you. They don't make eye contact sometimes, and that's because they spend a lot of time looking at their phone screen. Mobile phone is a great piece of technology, and at the same time, it could be the downfall of our society. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now our grotesque leftist elite, who are backed up by the FritoCon goobers, whose awakening into wokeness happened to perfectly coincide with their total and utter rejection by us actual conservative-type peoples, they've decided that our entire history is based upon slavery. New York Times is spearheading this latest Trash the Rubes initiative, fresh off of their Russia treason, collusion, emoluments, humiliation. They're trying to shame us, many of us who are literally veterans of the Cold War, with allegations of parting with Putin didn't work out so great, so why not pivot to morally undermining us for having slaves we didn't have? The elite is such a bunch of garbage. Is it too much to ask that our elite actually somehow, some way be elite? I guess, apparently. Never before have so many snobs had so little to be snobbish about. It's not like the ruling caste that turns up its collective snout at the people who actually make up this work has a curriculum vitae full of achievements to back up their arrogance. Our elite is anything but that. They are a collection of pedestrian mediocrities who inherited our civilization from the people who actually created it and fought for it. And like every spoiled child who was handed free stuff by his doting mummy and daddy, our elite is resentful and obnoxious. We're ruled by a bunch of Veruca salts, and I don't mean the type that played music. But of course, they don't appreciate what it takes to build or to feed, or fuel, and defend what we have. As a group, they didn't have to do any of these things. Nobody's going to appreciate what they didn't work for and earn, and our alleged betters did not work for and earn the positions and prestige they hold at the heads of our institutions. They got where they are by just showing up and by parroting the hacky, politically correct dogma, not by actually achieving anything. Look at what our universities are pumping out right now. They can't read. They can't write. They think that history started in 1996, and the only things they ever created are ever more tiresome and weird gender identities. Hello, I am Teddy Roosevelt. I was born wealthy, won the Medal of Honor, busted the trust like this Facebook atrocity of which you speak, and I literally punched out a bear once. Yo, my name is Caden. I'm an other kin identifying non-binary gender two-spirit from Brooklyn with a degree in climate change ventriloquism from Yale. Not ashamed to cry when I see a MAGA hat because my mom says my feelings are important. Bernie is too patriarchal for me, so Beto 2020. That's what they're pumping out. Now, here's a question, and it's a very fair question. What has the ruling class done right in the last 20 years? Come on, you better people. You're so much better than me. Wow me right now with your mad society running skills. We know what America achieved under the old ruling class. They beat the Nazis, the real Nazis, not the fake bugaboo Nazis that the left labels everyone to the right of pantsuit Clinton. It fought through the Depression. It trashed the Democratic Jim Crow regime. They designed the 65 Mustang. They created the Big Mac, and they put a man on the moon. They crushed the dirty commies in the Cold War. The old elite was not perfect, but at least you can point out some ticks in the win column. Not today. Not so with the coterie of half-wits running the institutions today. It's all check marks down under the loss in the loss column. Iraq, the Wall Street meltdown, Obamacare, Obama himself, and then there's Jeffrey Epstein. Do you see a lot of successes there? Do you see any successes there? If I've overlooked some tremendous victory this generation of our betters has pulled off, feel free to tell me. I can't think of any offhand. Oh, I guess social media. We got social media from them. Yeah, there's some progress. We're actually losing ground now. Our light bulbs don't light anymore. Our front-loading washing machines don't wash anymore, and our straws don't straw anymore. Even the Star Wars movies today are exponentially crappier than the ones from 40 years ago. So what's just one great thing the magnificent, magical masterminds of our elite have pulled off since maybe 2000? Just one. One thing. Just one. Go. I know. Today we're now really aware of and fill in the blank with whoever the designated villain group is. We're fully aware of our privilege, but that's not a thing. And even that nonsense only applies to normal people. For all of their newly woke awareness of their privilege, have you ever once seen a single member of our alleged elite argue that due to its privilege, the elite should give up some of its power? Rosanna Arquette, I think she is a delightful actress. She's funny. She's quirky. And she can act. She can act. She got out there the other day and put on Twitter that she was ashamed of being white. And I thought about that. And I've never thought about, am I ashamed of it? Am I proud? I just haven't ever thought about it, you know? But when you get out there and you're looking for something to loathe yourself about, I mean, come on, Rosanna. I mean, people wrote songs about you. Toto, was it Toto? Toto wrote a song about you. Now, you and me, of course, yeah, we have to give up power. We totally need to give up our freedom and our money. But have you ever seen a single policy prescription for one of the pseudo-crises that the elite is constantly trying to pimp turn out to be that they stop being in charge and they give up some of their ill-gotten gains? They're so concerned with global warming that they all have to take private jets to Davos to tell us that we need to start biking to work. Yet, with a track record unbroken by success and unmarred by anything like competence, They still offer us a laundry list of tasks it demands that we undertake. And astonishingly, it does so with a straight face. They do it, you know. And if it could back up its arrogance with some sort of history of accomplishment beyond the level of, well, our generation of leaders is the very best we can be, well, you know. But they don't. So there's a health care crisis, and our task is to give up our freedom and give up our money to the elite to solve it. There's a gun crisis, and it's our task to give up our freedom and give up our money to the elite to solve it. There's a climate crisis, and our task is to give up our freedom and give up our money to the elite to solve it. What have they ever solved? They created most of the problems in the first place. They whine about student loans, but who set up the college cash machine that is American academia? Our medical system is a wreck. Our medical system is Obamacare, and you're the ones who stuffed that down our gullets. In what way has the garbage elite proven themselves capable of doing anything right, much less overseeing our doctors, protecting our newly disarmed citizenry, and controlling the weather? Well, in no way, and that's why they hate accountability, and why their lapdog media is entirely unconcerned with their constant screw-ups and utterly focused on the invented flaw of those of us who refuse to be serfs of incompetent elitist twerps. Maybe we could be shamed into subservience they can get on with their civilizational pillage unimpeded by us normals demanding accountability. Calling us traitors didn't work, so they figure maybe trying to hang slavery around our necks will work, but it won't. It's all a lie and a scam. And we know it, leftists. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, we're going to take a look at frequency of rampage killings because, are they getting more frequent? This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.